You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to talk sports and say hello to Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. And let's start out with the Lions, who struggled their way to a win over Cleveland. But boy, that was a mighty bad start over a team that hasn't won a game all season.
Yes, the mighty Browns are now 0-10, and they are threatening the only team that ever went 0-16. Of course, that's the Lions. So it's a game you got to win, and they did win it, and not at all flashy. But Golden Tate is back and looking good. The receiver, of course, that's vital. And the schedule sets up pretty well for the Lions the rest of the way in.
It does. Okay, because we've got the Bears on Sunday.
Yeah, they got Bears twice. And the Bears are 3-7 right now. They're not very good.
And the Vikings on Thanksgiving.
The Vikings are very serious. That's the top team in the division right now. But you've already beaten them at Minnesota. And that is crucial. The Lions are 5-4 right now. That is the cusp of mediocrity.
Yes.
That's how the NFL is set up. So they're right in the hunt. They may not win the division, is my guess. But they will almost certainly get a wild card berth.
And as you've always said, they're a wild card team.
They're a wild card team, and they're right on target.
Over to Saturday's college action. What's your big takeaway from each of the games with the Spartans getting hammered by Ohio State and the Wolverines hammering Maryland?
Neither are a surprise. I think you and I were talking perhaps about this the previous week. Anybody Ohio State faced after getting crushed at Iowa. Iowa scores 55 points on Ohio State. Incredible. After getting crushed by those guys, I don't care if you're the Lions or the Patriots. I think the Buckeyes would have crushed you. And keep in mind right now, Michigan State has the three big teams in that division, Michigan, Penn State, and Ohio State. They have beaten two out of the three. Last year, they won three total games. So whatever they do from here on in is gravy. They're not going to win the division is my guess. But they have had one hell of a season, and that's just a write-off game.
And then here we've got Michigan 8-2. They're at Wisconsin next Saturday and they'll host Ohio State then.
Harder, doesn't it?
Yeah, because actually when you think about it, Michigan State hosts Maryland next week and then wraps up the season at Rutgers.
They got two games they should win, and I think they're going to. They'll be 9-3 when they finish is my strong hunch there. Michigan's got two of the hardest games in the schedule, and we said that in August, of course. So Wisconsin at Wisconsin, they are undefeated right now. And the only Big Ten team, in my opinion, that really has a chance to get into the college football playoffs at this point. And, of course, Ohio State is Ohio State, and they are apparently ticked off. So two tough games. I bet Michigan splits them somehow.
Okay. And both teams have young quarterbacks still getting seasoned. What are you looking for from Brian Lewerke and Brandon Peters for the next season?
Lewerke has a lot more experience than, despite being the same age, basically, than Peters. He's a great runner, good judgment. I think he's going to become a very solid college. He already is a very solid college quarterback and going to become a better one. So that is one thing the Spartans are not worried about, in my opinion, going back next year. Peters is still largely unknown. He's been good, not great, against pretty bad teams. So you're about to get a big answer on him this weekend.
Well, we certainly got it with Ohio State.
Exactly.
Welcome to Ohio State.
Tough opponents have a way of doing that, exactly.
And we should talk a bit about the news out of Tennessee about Brady Hoke. First year with the Volunteers and...
And as of yesterday, he is now the head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers. Interim, I grant you. Two games left in the schedule. One very tough, LSU at home. And then, of course, one relatively easy, Vanderbilt, as bad as basically Tennessee is. Here's what could happen. If they somehow pull the upset versus LSU, which often happens with an interim coach, because everyone's happy to have the pressure off them. Brady Hoke is a player's coach. Everyone likes the guy. If they beat them, they're going to beat Vanderbilt. If they do that, then it becomes possible for Hoke to become the head coach again. So.
Wow. So watch, keep your eye on that. And got to ask you, as we pivot over to the Pistons, 10-3 after the Pistons beat Miami on Sunday, second in the Eastern Conference. How surprised are you at this season, kind of the way it started for the Pistons?
A little surprised, but not that surprised. Stan Van Gundy, as you and I have discussed, is one heck of a coach. Always bet on the coach. You got a good coach, the team almost always gets there sooner or later. Now, it's early. Let's keep that in mind. You know, with hockey and baseball and basketball, I always say, until the All-Star break, who knows what's going on. But they're playing the best basketball the Pistons have played in years.
And I love his comment. Detroit Free Press writer Vince Ellis quoted Stan Van Gundy talking about the buzz, quote, "It scares the bleep out of me." He didn't want them focusing on that.
The beauty part of any head coach I've ever met who's any good is miserable because the only thing worse than losing is winning.
Because of all the buzz.
Now you got pressure, now you can blow it and all the rest. So that is a serious head coach right there.
I love it. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon. Thanks, John.
Thank you.